This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand. The man who brought the Pledge of Allegiance to the Supreme Court is back. Michael Newdow, a California atheist who's both a lawyer and a doctor, is involved in two new lawsuits challenging public prayer. Joining us to discuss his latest court filings is Slate and Day to Day legal analyst Dahlia Lithwick. And Dahlia, remind us who Newdow is and what happened to his first challenge to the pledge.
Newdow was the father of a public school student in California, and several years ago he challenged the Pledge of Allegiance, saying that it was essentially the state promoting sectarian religion. He prevailed in the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, as you'll recall, but then he lost last spring in the U.S. Supreme Court. He didn't lose on the constitutional issue, though. He lost on what people call a technicality. He did not have standing, said the court. He couldn't speak for his daughter because he didn't have custody of her at the time that the suit was filed.
So now he's filed a new lawsuit challenging the pledge on the constitutional grounds. What's different this time?
Well, he's not representing his daughter this time. He's representing eight other parties, some of whom are parents of kids who object to the pledge, some of whom are children themselves who say they've been ridiculed for refusing to say under God when they say the pledge. Otherwise, he's making the same argument. He's saying in 1954, when Congress added the words under God to the Pledge of Allegiance, they created an unconstitutional prayer that students are forced to say in the public schools.
So he's not actually the petitioner, he's the lawyer representing the petitioners?
No, actually, he's named himself in the suit as well. And I should add that he plans to file a challenge in every single appellate circuit court in the country. He wants to really generate a firestorm of litigation about this, thinking that one of those cases is going to make its way back up to the Supreme Court shortly.
And he has also filed another lawsuit recently challenging the use of prayer at the presidential inauguration this month. What is he saying there?
Well, he's making the same argument. What he's saying is that when the president is inaugurated and he has a sectarian Christian invocation by a clergyman, which is what happened in 2001 when Bush was inaugurated, that turns all non-Christians, to quote him, into second-class citizens. To be clear, he doesn't object to private prayer at the inauguration, but he says the state cannot use clergymen to ram prayer down the public's throat. There's a hearing scheduled on this issue for Thursday.
And yesterday the government filed its response to that. So does that indicate that the government is taking Newdow seriously?
Well, they had to file a response because, you know, there was a suit in federal court. They're not taking his legal arguments terribly seriously. They're saying two things. One, he's wrong as a matter of history. It's simply been the case that every president since 1937 has had a clergyman lead prayer at the inauguration. The government also is making a legal argument that says that in a 1983 precedent, a case called Marsh versus Chambers, the Supreme Court has already said that you can have chaplains leading prayer in state legislatures. Newdow actually makes an interesting argument in response to that. He says there's a difference between prayers happening in a closed legislative session and a large public inauguration, which is in some ways the most public thing that the government can do.
And how does he feel about swearing on a Bible in a courtroom?
I'm guessing he's not willing to swear on a Bible, although he has no problem with President Bush putting his hand on one when he's inaugurated.
Opinion and analysis from Dahlia Lithwick. She writes the jurisprudence column for Slate. Thanks a lot, Dahlia.
My pleasure, Madeline.